Welcome to the weekly podcast of Upper Room Christian Fellowship in Lincoln, Nebraska. Thank you for listening.
Good morning. I hope you all had a fulfilling Thanksgiving. If you were here last week, we were talking about a thankful heart. When I was growing up, it was pretty popular to have what they called cliffhangers. Now, one of the more popular shows, and really one of the more corniest shows, was a show called Batman. I'm talking about the old Batman. I'm talking about it looked bad because a 40-year-old man was in tights. It looked bad. But still, see, what they would do is that the Penguin or the Riddler or the Joker, somebody like that, they would capture Batman and Robin and they would put them over something like a big old cauldron of boiling oil. And they'd be hanging there and then there'd be this rope that would be hanging, you know, holding them up there, but it's going vertically or horizontally, I mean, like that. And then vertically, they would have this pendulum with a blade on it going slower and slower and lower. And then the narrator would come on and go, "Is this the end of the dynamic duel?" Well, Batman and Robin become like fried chicken, except fried bat and fried Robin. Or will they escape from this boiling situation? Find out next week. Tune in. Same bat time. Same bat channel. Well, if you were here last week, you remember we had our hero in the belly of a fish. A belly of a fish. Would he get out? Or would he not? How did he get there? Well, if you remember, he was running from the will of God. See, God wanted him to go preach to the Assyrians in Nineveh and tell them, basically, if you won't turn, you're going to burn. Judgment's coming. That's the last place Jonah wanted to be. For they, the Israelites, did not like the Assyrians at all. So he ran. So then what happened was, again, a storm came up. The crew on the ship said, "What do we do?" Jonah gallantly says, "Throw me overboard and there'll be peace." So they tried everything they could till last straw was to throw him overboard. And then the ocean grew calm. And as he was going down, blah, 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 God says, prepared a fish, what I think was a whale, and swallowed him. 3 days and three nights, Jonah was in that well. And in those 3 days of three nights of stewing, literally, because again, I think it was a well, so it was 98.6. It was pretty balmy in there. But also spiritually and emotionally, he had to think it through. And when he started coming to his senses, he realized how good God was in delivering him from his predicament. Now, last week we went over 7 things to be thankful for. They were: a thankful heart gives thanks to answered prayer, which Jonah received. A thankful heart or thankfulness is that God is in control of your life. Also, being thankful for pulling our lives out of a pit. And that's where we were when we were sinners. We were in a pit. Also, to be thankful for our relationship to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Thankful for hope that we have in Christ. Thankful for all the many blessings and gifts that He has bestowed upon us. And last but not least, thankful for our salvation. This week, what I'd like to do is to go over the same story, but now to see, actually, if you will, 9 benefits for having a thankful heart. So if you would stand for the reading of the Word of God. Jonah chapter 2. And actually, we'll back up to verse 17 in chapter 1. Now, the Lord had prepared a great fish to swallow Jonah, and Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and three nights. Then Jonah prayed to the Lord his God from the fish's belly and said, I cried out to the Lord because of my affliction, and he answered me. Out of the belly of Sheol I cried, and you heard my voice. For you cast me into the deep, into the heart of the seas, and the floods surrounded me. All your bellows and your waves passed over me. Then I said, I have been cast out of your sight, yet I will look again toward your holy temple. The waters surrounded me, even to my soul. The deep closed around me. Weeds were wrapped around my head. I went down to the moorings of the mountains. The earth with its bars closed behind me forever. Yet you have brought up my life from the pit, O Lord, my God. When my soul fainted within me, I remembered the Lord, and my prayer went up to you and to your holy temple. Those who regard worthless idols forsake their own mercy, but I will sacrifice to you with the voice of thanksgiving. I will pay what I have vowed. Salvation is of the Lord. So the Lord spoke to the fish, and it vomited Jonah out unto dry land. Let's pray. Father, first of all, we ask for your forgiveness for not thanking you enough. Lord, we pray that as we've come together once again as individuals, but also individuals to your body, we pray, Father, that you would teach and minister to each of us the importance of a thankful heart, that we have many things to be thankful for, but also there's benefits to having a thankful heart. Bless our time together, Lord, as we look into these things. We pray that it will change our attitude to an attitude of gratitude. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And I cut it out and I'm back again. Again, let's look at verses 1 through 4. Because we will go through these fairly quickly. Then Jonah prayed to the Lord his God from the fish's belly. And he said, I cried out to the Lord because of my affliction. And he answered me. Out of the belly of Sheol I cried, and you heard my voice. For you cast me into the deep, into the heart of the seas, and the floods surrounded me. All your bellows and your waves passed over me. Then I said, I have been cast out of your sight, yet I will look again toward your holy temple. In the midst of trouble, yet I will look toward your temple. I will look up. Number one benefit of a grateful, thankful heart is it gets our eyes off of ourselves and unto God. Really, that is a wonderful benefit. Look up. Set your eyes on Him. The great shepherd is calling each of us to focus on Him and not on ourselves. If you will really be honest with yourself, that when we do look upon only ourselves and our circumstances, we get very much depressed and down. But remember, when our eyes are on Him, then all things are possible. For our God is a God of possibility, of wonder, of mystery, and beauty. That the work that He is doing in each of us is being worked out. That there is a beautiful work that He is doing, and He will finish it. So the first thing, again, a thankful heart gets my eyes off of me and on the one who saved me. Look at verses 5 and 6. The waters surrounded me, even unto my soul. The deep closed around me. Weeds were wrapped around my head. I went down to the moorings of the mountains. The earth with its bars closed behind me forever. Yet you have brought me up. My life from the pit, O Lord my God. This is such a beautiful picture. Just picture Him going down. He's getting basically engulfed with seaweed. It's just going down, blup, blup, blup. All hope is being lost. Everything is gone except for one thing. God saved him. But I want you to take note of this. Oh Lord, my God. See, Jonah acknowledged and recognized that he had a relationship with God. He was God's. God's name was firmly planted on him. See, a thankful heart is able to see and to receive not only God's relationship, but God's love. God's love. It's as if you're saying, arms wide open, and just saying, I thank you. And embracing and receiving God's love. I thank you, Lord, that I am yours. I thank you, Lord, that you are my God and I am your child. I receive your love. I receive your love according to the relationship that has been given to me through Christ Jesus. See, a thankful heart is open to receiving that love. For that love is boundless. That love, nothing can separate you from it. That love is amazing. But that love, so much on our part, it's rejected. Why? Because our eyes are on ourselves, not on Him. Well, we're all guilty of it. But again, if we use our eyes and our hearts, we can be open to the being closed to that selfish foolishness and on the one who truly does love us. Even as we've sang earlier, even through all our failure and all our sin. Because remember, Jonah's running away from God. He's running away from the will of God in his life. Look at verse 7. When my soul fainted within me, I remembered the Lord, and my prayer went up to you, into your holy temple. When my soul, his mind, his heart, his will, his emotion, everything about him, it fainted, it lost all hope, will to live. I remembered you. See, a thankful heart has hope. Now, remember last week we talked about we thank God for our hope. This week we understand that a thankful heart has hope. Because again, the eyes are on Him, and with Him there's always hope. Oh, you may be going down, the weeds may be wrapped around you. You may feel ashamed of it too. But again, the relationship that God has with you, the truth of the matter is that He loves you. And with God, there's always hope. Hope. But something else to take notice too, is that again, His heart, His soul, His mind, His emotion, everything fainted. Everything was hurting. Everything was in pain. But see, not only a thankful heart gives hope, has hope, but a thankful heart is good medicine to our mental and emotional health. Let me say that again. A thankful heart is good medicine to our mental and emotional health. In Proverbs 17:22, it says, a merry heart does good like medicine, but a broken spirit dries the bones. It's hard to be depressed when your eyes are on Him, the one that loves you, the one that has given you hope, and the one that says it's all right. You're going to make it. It's hard. It's hard to what? See, it leaves no room for complaining. There's nothing to complain about. If God has us, then what are we worried about? Paul says in Philippians, he says, do all things without complaining and disputing, that you may become blameless and harmless, children of God without fault, in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, among whom you shine lights in the world. If you're wondering, if you're numbering them, that's actually number 5. There's no room for complaining. When your eyes are off yourself, then you're not too worried about what's going on around you. When your eyes are off yourself and on Him, then there's always hope. When your eyes are off ourselves and on Him, then we understand that His love for us is permanent. It's not based on your performance. It's not based on how you behave. But it does matter how you receive it. Look at verses 8 and 9. Those who regard worthless idols forsake their own mercy. But I will sacrifice to you with the voice of thanksgiving. I will pay what I have vowed. Salvation is of the Lord. I will pray what I vowed. We didn't talk about this last week. Why didn't we talk about it? Because again, it comes back to His vow, what He promised. Will He do it? Will He obey the Lord? As he had a thankful heart for what God was doing, all of a sudden everything started to change. See, all of a sudden he didn't see it as a burden anymore. But he saw it as it was a joy of reciprocating what God has given him. See, if you will, a thankful heart rejoices now in obeying the Lord. I'm still there. Are we good? I'm not going to be electrocuted, am I? I will be thankful, though. A thankful heart rejoices in obeying the Lord. You ever find it hard to do certain things? It goes back again to our heart. And seeing God for who He is, for again, as we see God for who He is, then it doesn't seem such a burden to obey Him. I like what David said. He said, "What shall I render to the Lord for all of His benefits towards me? I will take up the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows to the Lord now in the presence of all His people. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of His saints. O Lord, truly I am Your servant. I am Your servant, the son of Your maidservant. You have loosed my bonds. I will offer to You the sacrifice of thanksgiving and call upon the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows to the Lord now in the presence of all His people, in the courts of the Lord's house, in the midst of you. O Jerusalem, praise the Lord." See, a thankful heart, a heart that is full of praise, a heart that is full of God's love, then obeying just comes naturally. You're a parent, most of you here, or a child of, or a children of parents. Nothing displays or represents the love that you have for them than obedience. Obey. "Do you love me?" Jesus asked Peter. "Then feed my sheep." "Obey me, Peter. Do you love me?" "Then obey me." Now, here's the fun part. At least I think it is. Verse 10. Think about this. He's in the belly of the fish. He's thinking, what's going to happen to me? Where am I going? I'm trusting you, Lord. I don't know what's going to happen, but I'm trusting you. As we're swimming along here, again, going deep and going up, whales have to breathe, you know. So going up and down, he's thinking, I know that this is going to take me somewhere. Where? I don't know, but I'm going somewhere. And then after this, and remember, this is not a prayer of petition. This is a prayer of thanksgiving. So again, now his mindset is totally different. He's looking up. He's seeing God. He sees the hope. He sees his relationship. He sees, hey, Lord, you know what? You're so good to me. I will obey you. Verse 10. So the Lord spoke to the fish and it vomited Jonah onto dry land. Come on. That's funny. That's something that you got to just picture in your mind. Jonah's in there just feeling, okay, I'm fine. I'm in here. It's warm. It's hot. A little hot. I have sushi. Everything's fine. Maybe in his mind, too, he was thinking, maybe the Lord's forgotten it. But no, I will pay my vow. I will obey you, whatever that is. And then all of a sudden, he probably felt it. Come on, you feel it in your tummy. There's something going around, and I hope I never get it. But it's going around. And what happens is the stomach starts moving. It starts rotating. It starts moving. It starts, and then you know what happens. The urge to regurge. And then think about this through. Jonah all of a sudden gets thrown out and the whale's mouth opens and he goes flying onto dry land. See, a thankful heart is answer to prayer. Why? Because now, see, I am in God's will. I want what God wills. And when our prayer lines up with God's will, then answered prayer opens up in the form for Jonah, a mouth, the regurging, and the landing on sand. But see, it does something else too. Not only it answers prayer, but it also opens the door for continued blessing. Jonah, you got it. Now you're with me. Now you understand. So with that, I'm sending you out. It's time to leave the warmth of this fish. Onto the dry land. And now, Jonah, do what you said. Obey me. And there'll be continual blessings. Thankful heart opens the door for continual blessing. Pretty simple. Huh? One last one. You write them down. This is number 9. Think with me. Jonah is in the belly of the fish or whale. It's in its tummy. What's in the tummy also? You know. Stomach acids. He's been in there 3 days, 3 nights. Oh, you probably never thought about this. Trust me, I have. It's my weird imagination. What did his pigmentation look like now? I think it was spotted. Like, big time. In fact, did all the pigmentation leave? Was he now kind of like an albino, which I can relate to? But not only that, but his hair. Probably it was long at one time. He probably even had a beard. Now what did it look like? Maybe half of it was gone. Maybe it was all spotted. Maybe he didn't have a hair on him anymore. Get that picture in your head. Now think back with me. Jonah's going to go through Nineveh. Looking at him, maybe they thought, hey, we better listen to this guy. But see, ultimately, though, a thankful heart helped him. Why? Well, if he would have stayed in the belly, what would have happened? Gone. Dissolved. Well, fertilizer. Right? But see, a thankful heart does something physically to us, too. A thankful heart helps with our physical health. Now, there's a lot of quotes, but I like what this guy wrote, so it's pretty simple. He wrote, science has clearly demonstrated that the way you think has a profound effect on your overall physical health. People who aren't thankful often dwell on thoughts of envy, jealousy, anger, bitterness, and a host of other negative emotions. How your overall physical health can suffer can be seen if we understand that the emotional center of the brain is constantly transmitting impulses through the nerve fibers to every organ and area of the body. It is now well known and medically proven that a negative state of mind can produce almost any illness imaginable. In contrast, a thankful spirit transmits soothing energy throughout one's body, which can heal many of the diseases that a negative spirit can cause. In Proverbs 16:24, it says so well, pleasant words are a honeycomb, sweet to the soul and healing to the bones. So be thankful. You'll live longer. Think about what you do when you're in angst. Think about when you are bitter. Think about when you're angry. Think about what it feels here in your soul. You feel the pain. You feel the hurt. You feel the shame. You feel the guilt. You feel all these negative things. And that produces and can produce all sorts of illness. Do you ever wonder how your immune system sometimes gets down? Well, sometimes it's because of that. Lack of sleep because you can't sleep. Why? Because, again, these thoughts keep going over your heart and mind. And because you don't sleep, then you become very accessible to any type of disease, virus, sickness. And you're wondering why I don't feel well. Could it be it's because of simple truth? That you're not thanking God for what God has done in your life? It's so easy. It's so easy for anybody and all of us to sit here and whine and complain. But have you noticed something? Notice that other people really don't want to hear you whine and complain? Oh, wait a minute, before you start being judgmental, do you like to hear people whine and complain? Oh, test, back to you. When your children whine and complain, how do you feel? What do you think? Does it bother you? You know it does. Well, it bothers your body. And it bothers the one who loves you and has given everything for us. It really is a time, and like I said before, this isn't really a one-time thing here. I'm hoping for all of us, myself included, that this is a launching pad, that we take this year coming up with thankful hearts. We have a lot to be thankful for here in this country. We have hope always in Christ. Not necessarily this administration coming in. Though I feel maybe it might be a start for this country, but it's not a guarantee. Why? Because they're human. My hope's not in humans, just as yours are not. The economy, it can do what it does. My hope's not in the economy. My hope is not in anything less than Jesus Christ. For He is everything. For He gives me hope. So whatever you find yourself in this year, I pray for you and myself that we will go forward with a thankful heart, with our eyes on Him. Knowing that He loves us. And it's a way to accept that love of what He has given, not what you think He should give. And with that, I always have hope. Hope is in Him. Things can change in a heartbeat. Things do change in a heartbeat. Some good, some bad. But again, it's about the hope that I have in Him, that He is above all circumstances and He's in control of my life. Understanding that my heart and mind are on Him. It's easy to be depressed in this world, in this life. Things don't go your way all the time. Have you noticed that? I've noticed that. I always look at people like Kevin and say, Kevin, how come everything seems to go right with you? Sorry. I hear Kevin going, did you see my basement recently? The thing is that, you know what? We're all in this together. And if you will, we're on this ship together, you and I. Why? Because, see, it's the ship, if you will, going home. And in the ship, it doesn't mean it's going to be smooth sailing. Though we thank God when we do have smooth sailing. And we, again, encourage others, too, when they're struggling through the storms. Knowing that storms may come and go, but God, who is faithful, will always see us through those storms. Why? Because, again, do I have to repeat it? Because He loves us and He saved us. We are called His. Always teaching us, always helping us to grow into seeing how great and wonderful His love is towards us. I'm tired of complaining. And if you hear me complain, now please, let me clarify something here. Because some people don't get this. It doesn't mean you don't share your heart of your struggles. That's not what I'm talking about. You know what a complaining spirit is. Just watch your kids. It's too hot in here. It's too cold. Why is that person mumbling over there? I can't stand the way that person sings. Then don't sit next to me, okay? Whatever it is. See, we get into this nitpicking. Why is this turkey dry? Why is this? Why is that? And all these little pity things. That's not what we're talking about here. Or that is what we're talking about here. That's complaining. Sharing your heart and struggles that you're going through in the storms. Again, that is to help us to be in better prayer for you. But also to remind you of the hope that each of us has in Christ Jesus. It's also understanding of why it's easier to do what you're supposed to do with a thankful heart. And it's to help my own emotional and spiritual and physical health. Knowing that as I'm obedient to the small things, God gives me more blessing. Not in I give, He gives back. Bigger, plentiful in the sense of material things. That could be part, but that's not it. It's you growing in Him. Your eyes being clear and seeing His face without a veil. Him revealing Himself to you as well as to me. And it helps me to understand something. That He is always with me. Now, I was looking for some cute story to say at the end. Because again, this is a Thanksgiving message, right? I couldn't find any. Maybe if I thought for a second I could make one up. But I'm not going to do that. You get the picture. You understand. So with that, let's pray. Father, we just thank You for this morning. We thank You for Your goodness. We thank You for Your grace. We thank You for Your mercy. We thank You for Your kindness. We thank You that You sent Your Son to die in our stead. We thank You that You have always given us hope because of Christ Jesus. We thank You that You are a God of mercy, but also a God of power. That nothing is impossible with You. That, Lord, that You are working in our lives, we are thankful for that. We are so thankful that You have a calling on our lives. Lord, no matter what it is right now, we want to obey You with a thankful heart. Bless, Father, this message to each of us that we would go forward with a thankful heart. Thank You for hearing our prayer and thank You for this time of Advent. We pray, Lord, that our focus would be upon You. And it's Jesus' sweet name we pray. Amen.